Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning!
Morning!
Let's go around the room. Up first, a listener thinks he may have a learning disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when he says that all these things are out of order. It's Eddie, everybody.
Yeah, real talk. Hey, so a quick update. Do you remember I was telling you guys about that basketball tryout that I took to my kids? I took my kids there, and they made me sit.
Both of them?
Yeah.
And you had to stay outside.
They wouldn't let me go in the gym because I no parents allowed in the gym or whatever. So it was for, like, a Nashville AAU team, which means, like, the best of the best in Nashville. My kids made it.
Both of them. That's awesome. Wow.
Both of my kids made the team, and now my wife and I are like, what? Because we just took them there to see, like, all right, guys, this is a learning lesson.
How do they stack up?
Yeah, how do you stack up? And then how are you going to perform in tryouts? Like, if you don't do well in this tryouts, then we go back, we practice, and we do more tryouts. That's how you get better. I didn't think they were going to make it. They made the team.
Both of Eddie's kids are legit basketball players. And remember, one of them was like, I never got the ball.
Yeah.
I guess he was good. They didn't need to give him the ball.
Yeah, I guess not. Because he came out of the tryouts being like, I didn't get this. They didn't even give me the ball.
Sounds like someone going to audition and like, they're never going to call me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're casting Avatar.
Yeah.
So it's crazy now, though. So like, we could choose if they join the national travel team or the local team. And now I'm thinking like, man, do we just pack up and go to Chicago for the weekend
to
play in
big
tournaments?
If you do the travel thing, then you have to take your wife to LA.
Like, I would say that you don't do the travel thing this year. I'd say you wade again, you go ankle deep before you cannonball in and do the local for. And if you do like the experience, then you can go to the travel team because it's going to be more time and more money.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot more money.
One thing he always claims to not have.
Yes.
What, money?
Time and money.
I don't, but for the kids,
well,
it's their future.
Amy's been sassy pants this week.
No.
Like big
no,
time.
I'm actually standing up for his wife here. Because
I'm standing up for me.
No.
She's been all over me and all over Eddie and all over everybody on this show.
No, I have
not. And I like
not.
It.
I'm
like
just
it.
Speaking
no, like
up for Eddie's.
I'm speaking up for
no.
you.
It's like if it's something he's into, like sports and basketball
whoa,
for his
whoa,
kids.
Whoa, for my kids.
Then he'll spend the money and take the time
Amen.
To travel.
See, that's why I like when she's sassy pants. She'll take your bull crap.
If your wife asks for something, you're like, oh, I don't know.
More of my bull crap, but none of yours.
Okay, all right.
That's awesome, though.
Thank
congratulations.
You,
that's really cool.
That's cool.
He's the back-to-back winner of Blind Karaoke, which shows it doesn't matter if you're completely off-key. It's Lunchbox! Woo!
I have this fascination with Airbnb. I've only done it maybe three times. Now I've done it a fourth time. And it's so crazy to me that people rent out their house and they you can just stay there for a weekend, a week, a month, whatever it is. So I did it this past weekend and I was totally let down. Because
you
it was
found cameras?
No.
Oh, I thought that's where he's going.
I know, me too.
I did look for cameras. No cameras, but It was just an Airbnb house. No one lives there. So there was no
like an investment house.
There was no snooping. I didn't get to learn anything about the people. I didn't see family photos. I didn't get to see diplomas on the wall. I didn't see anything. So it was just kind of like a you walk into like one of those Ross and it has all those cheesy decorations like home was where the heart is.
Yeah.
That's all it had. And I was like,
you were upset you couldn't like shady into people's personal belongings?
Not even into their personal belongings, but usually I don't go snooping through drawers, but if it's on the wall, you learn about this, or they have a name tag.
You don't look through drawers at all?
I mean, if they have a desk there, it's unlocked. So I didn't get to snoop at all, so it was kind of like, I'm just staying in a boring old Ross house decorated with all the...
That's sad. They should write a song about that.
Do you ever break into the private closet? That's what I do.
No, they have locks on them.
Oh, no, I know how to get in there.
Break in.
Oh, I break in.
But they did have a sign up in the kitchen that said kitchen. I'm like, oh, thanks for letting me know there's a kitchen.
Did you steal their liquor?
No, I just see them like, wow, they got a lot of liquor, and then I close the door.
You break in, you just look, and then you shut it.
Correct.
Okay, whatever. Thank you, Amy, for calling him out on that.
You're welcome. Yeah.
She loves looking out her window at the birds, and she's never at a loss for words. It's Amy, everybody.
So I was in a wedding last weekend, and the groom was going to line his groomsmen up by order in which he liked them. And the bride was telling us about this, and we were joking. We're like, that's not how it works. Like, you don't do that. And so she told him he couldn't do that.
It's kind of based
on... But he likes them all.
No, but he's in an order. That's funny.
But you kind of do that where the best man goes first.
For sure. Only the best man, but you don't do all of them. You kind of do it based on... we didn't want size to be like... Right. Or like somebody really tall next to somebody really short, because then the short person would feel weird in the pictures. So, yeah, it was never that for us.
Yeah, sometimes it can be height, or it can be like maybe, how long you've known them.
Mike, how tall are you? Like, Mike's 5'7", and Arkansas Keith's like 5'8", but we didn't put either one of them next to Andy Roddick, who's like 6'2". We kind of did a
Smart.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
Well, so then...
If I play a game.
Yeah. Funny story, and then, like, we line up, and I was at the end of the bridesmaids. I was the last one.
She likes you less, yeah.
No, I know that she didn't line us up that way, but it just was...
Hey, you barely made the cut.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where I thought... You know, first
Joe Lenardi would say you're the first one out.
Yeah, dang.
Get in the tournament.
But I know she didn't do that. But it was just funny to think that some people may actually do that, and then I happen to be last.
That was a joke that really I felt good about when it came to my head.
It didn't stick.
Well, it's just like I'm doing an NCAA tournament joke, and
this is a basketball thing.
Yeah,
yeah. March
Madness. Like next four in, first four out, and Joe Lenardi was like, you were his first one out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because we're not in March yet. Maybe that's
But I like that joke, even though nobody else here thought it was funny. I like that joke. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves getting sports memorabilia on TikTok. It's probably because he's a big jock.
Oh,
Bobby Bones.
Holy that was cow, risky. I was a little scared. I got two
weird rhyme, man.
Two show reviews to give you. First of all, I watched Griselda on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, is that awesome?
It's only 6 episodes total. There will be no season 2. Sofia Vergara, and she's great in the role.
She's a cocaine queen.
And so she plays Griselda and how she came to America, not to sell cocaine, but she came to America to get away from that. And then she ended up being the person who was mad. I'm not going to say too much about it, but it's good. It's not something you watch when you want to feel
subtitles.
Good.
Subtitles.
In Spanish?
50-50, like you guys said.
Más o menos?
CC,
no?
Yeah. Okay, so there's a documentary about her, too. I think it's called The Cooking Queen. I watched that, and I'm one episode into Griselda or whatever it's called. And the documentary is awesome, too.
It's 87% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's not even the murders that bother me so much on the show. It's all the smoking.
Oh, she smokes a lot?
Everybody does, because it's that time. It's like 1979, 1980. Everybody's smoking all the time. And I'm like, that's fine. Shoot him in the head. But why do you got to smoke all the time? Just the smoking all the time is gross. The other thing is I watched The Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah.
It now streams. I saw Maren Morris had posted she had watched it. And I was like, oh, I can now watch it at home. And it's a 94% positive, and it's the Von Erich family.
Is that a show or a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay.
And don't let the wrestling part distract you from it being a good movie. There is wrestling in it, which I thought was cool too, because they had some of the guys that look like the old guys. It's a really good movie.
Like, even if we're not into wrestling,
you'll like it. It's tough.
Is that the one you're talking about? Zac Efron looking.
Zac Efron looks like a cartoon character. They got really so big. Yeah, it's a really good movie, but man, it's tough.
Iron Claw.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Was that a move they did, like the claw?
His dad did. Mm-hmm. And then they did it as their move, too.
Okay.
I remember them doing it. And yeah. My wife was watching it with me, and she was like, that's the stupidest move I've ever seen. You think you're going to claw me to me submit? I was like, it's 70s. Wrestling. Yeah, it's just... I definitely recommend both of them. But that Zac Efron should have won an award for that movie. He wasn't even nominated. Like, here's Mr. High School Musical, and it's completely just... embraced the role, got huge, like uncomfortably huge because of it. Did a great job. It's sad. It's a sad movie. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, Bobby Bones. This past Christmas, I received one of those DNA testing family tree kits. Why this seemed like a good gift, I don't know. It was beyond me. I wouldn't have got it for anyone. But you know what? I thought, why not? I had no reason not to. I went ahead and did it. And I got the results. And I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. It seems there are two people in their catalog of clients who I'm a match, strong enough to make them either a parent or a sibling or a child of mine. I never knew my dad, and I was pretty reckless in my 20s, so I'm not ruling anything out. How do you reach out to a complete stranger and even have that conversation? Signed, DNA Dave.
Yeesh.
I guess what Dave's saying, too, is it could be any of those pure bloods. Because if he didn't know his dad, and he's pretty reckless in his 20s.
Does that mean he has a baby out there?
Maybe. Yeah, possibly.
If the name is a dude name. But the age should be on there, too. At least when I have, like, second cousins that message me because I did it, it shows their age. So the age should be on there. But... you can reach out to a complete stranger, and I would do it on social media and just go, hey, I took the DNA test. I know you did too. But there's also ways you can message inside the DNA test. Like, that's where I would get mine.
Yeah.
Where it would go, like, I'd get a little boop, and you'd be like, your new second cousin, Jimmy, has messaged you.
They got DMs in the DNA test?
They do.
Oh, wow.
So I would do that, and if they don't answer, then I would go to social media. Because if they're straight blood, and you want to know, you deserve to know.
In the DNA stuff, there's not photos, right?
Sometimes it depends.
Okay, because yeah. I was thinking
if you load them.
Okay, because like if you just go to social media and try to find them, you could find the wrong Jim Bob, you know? Mm-hmm. Send them a note.
Classic
and
Jim Bob, man.
Oh, man. He was crazy. He was
Jim
crazy
Bob
too.
The son or Jim Bob the dad? Yeah. Don't know. I don't have one on mine. And I mostly don't put pictures up on things anymore that's not like my personal social because my wife makes so much fun of me because I put up like headshots like on my Peloton account, my Uber Eats account. I just want a good headshot. I just want a good picture.
It's like red carpet photos.
Yes.
So I don't load anything because I don't want to hear it from her. You do have the right to reach out. I would reach out to the proper channel first. And if you don't hear anything, then I would reach out through the secondary channel. And then if you don't hear anything, it's up to you how uncomfortable you want to make it. But if they're also a client, they also want to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Maybe.
That's tough. No, they do, or they wouldn't have taken the test. Or maybe if they don't, they shouldn't have taken the test because now they
you do
are
open
know.
That door. Yeah,
they are. Oof. All right, thank you, DNA Dave.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah,
it's time for Pick a Bit, where if you're not listed here, you get to vote. Okay, we're gonna pick a bit.
Come on,
we can pick the bit that Amy has suggested called. The weird tool that Amy's using in the dating world.
Whoa.
Here's Pick a Bit from Lunchbox. Find out how Lunchbox almost ended up in jail. We'll be right back, he said. He wrote, we'll be right back. And then here's one from Abby. You won't believe how much money I've made on my song. I just looked at how much money I've made on Hey There Hometown. Those three, which bit would you like to do this segment? You have Amy, the weird tool she's using in her dating world. Lunchbox, find out how Lunchbox almost ended up in jail. We'll be right back. Or Abby, how much money she's made on her song.
Can I?
No, you can't sell yours.
I'm not going to sell mine. I'm going to bash one of them.
No, we're not bashing because they can bash yours.
They can bash mine.
I have my vote.
Eddie.
I want to hear how much Abby has made on her song.
We just did this with Ray and it wasn't anything. So why would you pay
Morgan?
Yeah, I do feel like Abby and Lunchbox are kind of baiting me. I think I'm going Amy.
Okay.
Ooh, the weird tool she's
using. Amy sounds dirty, though.
I know, that's why it sounds interesting.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Abby.
Yeah.
Abby, come to the microphone,
okay. I mean, I'm curious how much she's
made. I'm not, because Ray made $30, so she probably made
Hey, Abby, sorry he's yelling over you.
I know.
So you got your first checks for Hey There Hometown?
Well, I didn't get my first check, but I looked online.
Oh, okay. So it's all like on a computer, like in a database.
Yep. You can go to your account. Okay. And here's the thing. So, you know, artists usually have managers, right, to help out with these things. So I didn't know I was supposed to register it. And so I just registered it like a month ago. And then I just looked on there and they actually put it under the wrong Abby Anderson.
The other Abby was getting paid for it?
Yes, I think she was.
Lawsuit.
So I just so as of now, I have gotten paid zero for my song.
Oh, man.
Well, you clickbaited the crap out of us.
Sure did. Yeah.
We should commend you for clickbaiting the crap out of us. Wait, hey, how much do you think, though, that Abby Anderson... Not Abby Lee Anderson, you, but Abby Anderson. How much do you think she's made?
Oh, dang, it's got to be a lot. It's got to be a lot. I mean, what, 1,000, I would say? No, I'm just kidding.
It might be 1,000.
Ray, you never know.
What do you think you made all time for vacation?
Definitely 1,000. So, she'll easily get 500, 600, 700 off of Hey There Hometown.
Oh, my gosh.
By the end of a year.
But Abby, how are you going to get it back?
Well, they're in the process right now of, like, switching it over to me. Because it was registered under her. Yeah. Even though I have my middle name, so I don't know how it could have gotten registered.
Well, I know how. They're both Abby Anderson.
Abby Anderson.
Hey, great job picking a bit, guys.
That was... I don't mind it.
Yeah.
We'll bring in Abby Anderson too soon. If she can play and we can talk about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you got us.
Abby Anderson comes in.
You got us.
And she plays her own song. She stole it.
I'm learning from the best.
Yeah, that's good. You tricked us. Got to give her credit for that.
Yeah, good job, Abby.
All right, that's pick a bit. Which one did you not want to hear the most?
Probably Lunchbox Go to Jail.
Yeah, same.
Or Almost Went to Jail, whatever it says.
Yeah, okay, fine. Take it off.
All right.
Well, how'd you almost go to jail?
Hey, that's easy.
Sharpie. I want to know.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. I'm going to pick a bit. Oh. We picked a bit. It was Abby.
Amy's, is yours dirty?
Should we circle back?
Who knows?
Okay. Come on.
Are you jealous?
No. No, I just didn't know if we were going to circle back to Lunchbox.
This is what you should do, though. You have a chance now since Abby's is off the list. I would make yours a little more tantalizing in the tease.
That's a big word. What does that mean?
Tantalizing.
More clickbaity.
I mean, me almost going to jail. I mean, that's all it needs.
Yeah.
Pretty tantalized the crap I'm watching.
Yeah, Ames is pretty tantalized, dude.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Larry Ferris Jr. is a school bus driver in Kentucky, and he's picking up the kids, ready to go to school, and he sees a first grader in the back crying, and he's looking through that mirror, you know, where he looks up. What's going on with him? So he calls him up here. Hey, come over here. What's going on? It's pajama day, and I don't have pajamas. Oh, he's like, no. Larry's like, this isn't going to happen. So he drops off the kids at school, and then he goes straight to the store, gets the little kid pajamas, it off at the office,
dang.
And now the little first grader... cry no more. He's got pajamas for pajama day.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Because he definitely didn't have to do that. Like, it's not like being a bus driver pays you millions of dollars a year.
No.
And usually bus drivers are like coaches who like don't even want to drive a bus.
Dude, my school bus driver, probably from kindergarten to about fifth or sixth grade, he was awesome.
Really?
He was so cool. And he'd even wait for me in the mornings. He'd honk outside my house. And I'd come out and be like, 2 more minutes. He's like, hurry up.
He'd wait on you?
He'd wait on me. He was so cool. I was the first to be picked up and the last to be dropped off.
Oh, if you're the first to be picked up, though, that's okay. Dude. That's okay.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, that would mess up his whole schedule.
But that's still good.
Yeah.
He did that
good
for me.
Good for that guy. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, this is one of my favorite bands in existence right now. Their name is the Red Clay Strays. I found them on TikTok, and they're just awesome. I almost want to shut up just so they can come in. They're all from Alabama. They've been doing this for a while. They just played the Grand Ole Opry. They've been out with Dierks and Eric Church and El King and Old Crow Medicine Show. And they're awesome, and that's all I'll say. Here they are, the Red Clay Strays. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
The Red Clay Strays.
Guys, I've been begging my producer to get you guys in here since Christmas, just about. Like, I've been a big fan for a long time, so this is super cool for me to have you guys. Brandon, good to meet you. You know what's fun about you is you perform a lot of times dressed up, like in a sports coat, and it's like, I don't know how he does it. At some point, I think I would just get hot and like go to cut off. Like, is that part of like the vibe? Like, you want to, like, what's the look here?
No, I mean, sometimes if it does get hot, I do take the sports coat off.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, the dedication, though, to coming out and looking like you care. Because I just wouldn't care. I'd be on the road. I just wouldn't care. I'd be in a T-shirt. Yeah, I'd look like you. But he said that. I didn't say that. He pointed at himself.
Also, you said when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah. Look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good.
When you play good, you make money.
Yeah.
Play good. Wow. Yeah, play good.
That's Deion Sanders
right
there.
Yeah.
You guys are an example that I use to a lot of my artist friends who go, you know, I don't want to get on social media because I don't want to be corny. There are two bands that I've seen really embrace not being corny and getting their message out, and it's you guys and Lake Street Dive, who you're both great musically, and you're not doing TikTok dances, and it's just organically you guys playing either live or sound check, or you're like, so was that part of the idea whenever you guys started to spread on social media, or did somebody else just go, you guys just play, we'll shoot it and put it up?
No, so it was actually our manager Cody's idea. My brother is the videographer. And he was looking for work at the time. I think he was driving for Uber, and it was actually Cody's idea to hire him to come along with us, and we took him along for the first time on the road with us on the El King tour last year, and then hired him on full-time last April. And he's just been following us around with the camera, and he edits all the videos, and he pretty much took over our social media, and he posts everything. And
so he just does it. You guys don't even really know, but his style is, like, he's just going to get you guys as raw as possible.
Yeah.
And he's never coming up to you, Brandon, going, okay, do a TikTok dance.
No,
go, yeah, yeah.
He just follows it. He just follows us around and captures the moment.
We just have to ignore him, and he
yeah, right?
Gets magic out of it.
It's hard. Is it hard to ignore him? He looks like he's got his arms crossed right now, meaning business.
It started off being super uncomfortable.
It's like the Real World, the TV show. At first, the cameras are like, I don't know how to act. Then you just forget about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
When did you guys notice an uptick in people going, wow, I saw you guys somewhere on social media, and I'm a huge fan, and your show started to fill up more and more?
Probably, well, we had a little jump when we did the live AF sessions with Western AF. And then I think Devil in My Ear popped off on TikTok. And then once that popped off, everybody caught on to Wondering Why, and then Wondering Why just ended up taking off.
The live session, I think that's what that was from, too, the Wondering Why. You guys like in a warehouse?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Man, I think that was my exposure, the first exposure to you guys, and I was like, I love them. But I'm not going to tell them that because that'll be creepy, but I love them. So you guys from Alabama? Are all you guys from Alabama? How'd you guys get... Sevens is not? That's his name, too, Sevens.
Yeah, spelled wrong, but it's Sevens.
What's the core? Who joined first? Like, who are the two people that were like, we need to get a band? Like, where did this start?
Well, we all started this as a five. Like, all five of us started this thing together.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so is anybody related?
Not in the band. Brandon, our videographer, is.
Yeah, the brother.
But me and Brandon played in another band. We did, like, we were a local cover band. And Drew was the manager. And booking agent.
You weren't good, or is it the cover band part you didn't
like?
Well,
me and Brandon were good.
But everybody...
Drew was the booking agent.
I felt that. Well, let's get a song here, because I'm just such a big fan of the music. So would you guys play No One Else Like Me? Like, I'm a big fan of that song. All right, here they are. Red Clay Strays, Bobby Bones Show. Woo! Come on! I think I peed a little. One of those moments. Holy crap. Red Clay Strays in studio. We're going to take a break. Come back in just a second. And I need water. I don't know if they do, but I need water. We will come back in a second here.
Body's vibrating a little bit.
That's your own thing. Yeah. All right. Red Clay Stray is here. Bobby Bones Show. Be right back. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
The Red Clay Strays.
Hey, Brandon, how'd you guys get your name? Like, where did it come from? What's the root? Totally. And did you go through other names?
Andrew's brother thought of the name, actually.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it at first, but we needed a name because we were playing as, I think, the Brandon Coleman Trio or something.
It was a bunch of
names. Yeah, it was a bunch of different names. But
that's how I felt about Bones.
When we come up with that one, we were like, well, it's catchy.
Yeah. Bobby Bones, I hated that name. That's not my real name. Bobby's my real name.
You tell me your last name's not Bones?
It is not. It is Bonez. It's Italian. Oh. No, it's not even that. But yeah, like, I hated it. I sound like a freaking pirate. And then,
but pirates are cool.
Yeah, pirates are cool.
But back in the day, they weren't as cool, guys. Like, right now, they're very, you know, very in vogue. But back then...
Well, yeah, modern day.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't the case back then. Had a patch and everything. And do you guys tour? Do you stay on the road and, like, rock and roll tour? Or do you do, like, what the country guys do, where it's, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come home?
No, yeah, we pretty much stay gone. We're getting to the point now to where we can actually, when we have, like, 3 or 4 days off, we'll just fly home. Mm. But for the most part, it's just been, we've been going for a month or month and a half. And
yeah, it's rock tour right there.
Yeah.
You guys just ourselves too.
Stay on the
road. Now we have a first time in a Prevost. We got it back in September. So
is that a joke? I thought he was doing boom. No.
He's just being John.
Got it. What's that? You want to test something? Okay, cool. I don't know what's happening back there. The Red Clay Strays are here. They are from Mobile, Alabama. They're one of my favorite new bands. How long have you guys been together officially in this unit? Seven years. Overnight success, except it took almost 10 years to do it. Yeah. I mean, isn't that how it is? I mean, it feels like people are like, oh, this new band. And you're like, God damn, we've been at it for 7 years.
Yeah, we've been here this whole time.
And in the studio for 7 years. The whole time. Red Clay Strays are here. If you guys don't mind, if I can get one more, would you do Wondering Why?
Yeah.
Is that cool? All right, here they are. Red Clay Strays, Bobby Bones Show. Okay, let me say this. You guys got to go to the show, and they're playing a bunch of cities the show's in. So March 7th in Fayetteville, Arkansas at JJ's Live, Bossier City, Biloxi, Gonzales, Louisiana. Go over to the website, redclaystrays.com, and follow them on social media and just become a fan like I have been. Massive fan, guys. It's been really cool for me. Sorry I had to wake up so early. I wish this was more of a night show, you know. But
that's okay. I didn't even go to sleep.
Yeah, there you go. But just for me, this has been really cool. What'd you think, Eddie?
I love it, dude. Right? I mean, I love the style. I love the music's great. I can't wait to go to one of these shows. Like, I want to see this live. In the studio, there's
you
a vibe.
Just did.
No, this is a different vibe. I want to see it in a bar.
They're not on a
it.
Screen right now. They're
we
literally
can pull some alcohol if you want a bar.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
Yeah, no, sold fan. Yeah,
like 10 a.m. Right.
Yeah, I hadn't. I've never heard y'all before, so I'm really. I love like getting new music. I already texted a friend like. Google this now.
Well, I was hyping it too, and I was hoping it wasn't like a new movie when you're like, the movie's so good. And even if the movie's good, you're like, well, I had higher expectations because you told me it was so good.
No, it lived up to the hype.
Yeah, see, you guys are old school the movie.
Yeah.
Hyped and lived up to it. Boom. Red Clay Strays. Thank you guys. Woo! Back in a minute. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, longtime listener, mostly podcast, but I'll tell y'all, if you are not listening to the post show on the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, you're missing out. It is some of the best content you'll listen to, some of the best games that they can't do on air. It is so good, and I love it.
She acts like we're doing dirty things.
Amen.
But, no, we two or three times a week, we'll just go, we got a lot more to talk about, and just turn the mics up and do a whole separate podcast that never hits the air. But what we do is, it's way more of us not being controlled by a clock, right? Like, we're doing a national show. We have got to get out at certain times because local affiliates have to go to songs or a commercial. But that, we just go. So definitely check out the post show on the Bobby Bone Show podcast there. All right, next one.
Hey, Lunchbox, did you see the guy in D.C. that thought he won $300-plus million on the lottery? His numbers were on the lottery webpage. He went to cash his ticket in. And they said, so sorry, wrong numbers were posted on the website. Instead of having six numbers and being $360-plus million richer, he only had one number. So he's filed a lawsuit. What would Lunchbox do?
We talked about this a couple of days ago. Lunchbox, you've had a couple of days to think about it.
I'm all in with this guy. I'm filing a lawsuit, you know, pain and suffering, emotional distress.
Yeah, keep going.
What I'm trying to think of other words.
But all these things, like all the good things happened to his psyche.
Yeah, but then once they didn't, they caused him into a deep depression. He started drinking.
You don't know all that.
False impression disorder.
Yeah, I would be something say that.
Yeah, because you would think you're a millionaire and you're not.
If something bad happened to it because of that, then there's probably something. But there's nothing here. If it's really an accident, there's nothing here.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a video about something called the Dorito theory, and it's making rounds online because it explains why people are so obsessed with TikTok.
What's the Dorito theory? Because if I have one Dorito, I need 84. And if I watch one TikTok video, I need to swipe 84. Oh, I found
That's
it.
That's good. That's it.
Well, here is a woman named Aria, and she's gone viral on TikTok for sharing her theory.
Imagine eating Doritos. When you eat a Dorito and finish your bite, you're not fully satisfied. It's not the same as eating a steak. Eating potato chips is addictive because the peak of the experience is kind of when you're tasting it and not after. I think this applies to a lot of different very addictive things in life, like the infinite scroll on TikTok. You're never satisfied after you engage in the behavior. I'd recommend actually trying to just remove anything that you think falls into Dorito category.
No, I like Doritos and I like TikTok, so I'm going to keep doing it.
I know, thank it's you, like though. Doritos really like, thanks a lot sense. For making us the title. I mean, there's so many other things that could have fallen in line with that. It could be the
Pringles.
Yeah.
Funyuns. It's all chips.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So there's AI girlfriends and boyfriends, you know?
I don't, but tell me more.
Well, people are going on these apps and they're creating people to be their companion of sorts. But the problem is these apps are selling your information to other people. So just beware. If you're downloading an AI-generated app to have a friend or whatnot, don't divulge sensitive information to your AI counterpart.
Or even your real, or even the one that's not AI, but is your fake Dierks Bentley boyfriend.
Right.
Because that's probably like a person in South Africa tricking you.
Yeah.
Just don't reveal anything on social media that's like your social or checking account numbers, and don't pay them in gift cards.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's just so many ways that they're taking people's information and literally turning around and selling all of the data.
I wish 15 years ago when I was like single and just lonely, even after 15 years, I could have had an AI girlfriend.
You totally would have.
Oh, yeah. It'd have been awesome.
No, don't.
I would have been so not as lonely.
And then it would have been like, guys, come on. I want you to meet my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh.
Like, Bobby Lena, come out. And then nobody would come through the door. And then I'd play my phone. Hi, I'm Bobby Lena.
Right? Oh, yeah. We're laughing, but you probably would have.
Yeah.
I think. No, I wasn't kidding.
You know how you do bits in life? Like, it would have been
I do bits all the time.
Bits. Yeah. So Parker McCollum shared some baby names on Instagram as like a little note to his wife, like saying, hey, here's some names. Go ahead. Ball's in your court, Hallie. So you want to know what he threw out there for her?
Something like...
To choose from.
Like Corleone, Cowboy John.
Ooh.
What is it?
Okay, very similar. So there's Keaton Cadillac McCollum.
Cadillac.
That's cool.
I knew it'd be something like that.
King Cowboy McCollum.
That's too much.
Yancey Tyler.
Six shooter.
Walker Yancey. And Major Yancey. Which is your fave?
Of all those, probably Major Yancey, because it doesn't feel like I'm at the OK Corral.
Mm.
And seems the most normal. But I saw where Eric Decker and Jesse James Decker just named their new baby Denver. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, he played for the Broncos.
He played for the Broncos, yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
That's a pretty cool name.
Sometimes people do that if they know where the baby was conceived.
But I don't think it was conceived there because he didn't play for the Broncos.
And how do you know that?
Yeah.
It's
all
really
of a sudden, you meet a kid named Albuquerque and you're like, I know where your parents were.
Oh, no. Sometimes people know because they know if that's the last time they had done that.
This is my friend Porta Potty.
At a music festival.
Ew. No way people Lollapalooza. Do that in there. There's no way. Right. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's this 64-year-old woman in Michigan. She's been playing the Ghostbusters lottery ticket since it came out last September. $5 scratch off. Hadn't won anything. And she's on her way to work, and she's talking to the clerk at the gas station like, yeah, you know, I'm just looking forward to retiring, and hey, maybe this ticket will help me retire. She goes to work. Lunch break comes. She's like, oh, I need to scratch that ticket.
I like she's slurping a ticket.
Yeah, why is she slurping?
Well, what's a scratch? Okay, maybe more like that. And she's like, holy crap, I won $500! And then she reads it closer. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to have a heart attack. She won $500,000.
Wow. That's so cool.
Not bad.
If I ever won a bunch of money on a scratch-off, I would think somehow Lunchbox is pranking me. It didn't matter where I was. If I was in a different state and I bought it. Somehow he has gotten this ticket to me to prank me because he has those prank tickets.
Yeah, you read in the back and it says, redeem it to your mama's house.
only about it in your dreams.
That's awesome for her. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.